每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
1月6日，耶稣的塑造。你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见的，所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的上帝就必与你们同在。腓立比书4章9节。主耶稣会雕刻、修补、打磨和定型，这正是他所擅长的。在世上的时日，主是一个木匠，所以对修边、定板、做各种珍贵又实用的家具很在行。主耶稣也会塑造人，例如他彻底改变了一个叫扫罗的宗教刽子手。耶稣先拿掉他的自高自大和自以为意，然后医治他内心的愤恨和伤痛。事实上，这是如此巨大的翻转。主耶稣竟用使徒保罗来塑造他人。保罗奉献的一生，成为基督徒的典范。你也可以被主耶稣改变，进而改变他人。让我们一起祷告。主耶稣，求你拿掉我身上一切阻扰你做工的东西，让我的生命更新，成为你的见证。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
January 6th, Jesus shapes you. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, verse 9. Jesus shapes and tinkers and molds and forms. It's what he's good at. He walked the earth as a carpenter, trimming edges, nailing boards, and constructing treasured and useful items. Jesus shapes people, too. For instance, he radically changed his stuffy, murderous religious type named Saul. Jesus knocked his egotistical, self-righteous bottom to the ground. Then, He healed the hatred and hurt that was in his heart. So deep was the transformation, in fact, that Jesus was able to use Saul, also called Paul, to shape others. He formed him into a life-giving example for people to follow. You too can be changed by Jesus to become someone who changes others. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, trim from me everything that gets in the way of your work in my life. Let me be transformed as your agent in this world.